Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland, the program Shedding Shackles. It's a new name. Yes, it's a new name. But I like it, because that's what we need to do, is shed the shackles of the past. Shackles, you know, are chains. And how many of us are chained to unhappy memories, bitter memories, things that happen that we can't forget, hurt feelings, grudges, and anger, and unfinished business, not to mention addictions and all manner of issues that weigh us down and tie us down. And how about, you know, a lot of people, when they were little children, they were pressured. Someone became angry, like a lot of little children when they speak the truth. Why is grandma so mean? Don't say that about your grandma. Why, grandma is a nice person. Why, you should be ashamed of yourself saying that about your grandma. But she... Go to your room. See? Things like that. That's just one example out of multitudes of examples. And that's probably the mildest example. There are much, much more dramatic and traumatic examples that I could give. But it's happened to almost all of us. How about the little child that... Oh, but what I was going to say is, so the little child, see, now experiences a terrible conflict. Because if he's going to tell the truth, then he gets slapped down. So that can start all kinds of problems. Not being able to express oneself, stuttering, withdrawing, all manner of issues can come from that. Not to mention resentment. Resentment of parents. See, parents are supposed to be like a... Father is supposed to be like a prince. A noble prince. Full of kindness and long-suffering and patience and courage and honor. See, he has no vices. He's a man of impeccable character. That's what a father is supposed to be. I'm sorry, okay? Do you want the truth or do you want more lies? You want more comfort and more try to make you feel good, or do you want somebody to tell you the truth? Okay, and mom is supposed to be like a princess of noble character and gracious, not angry, not full of resentment, secret hostility toward... Resentment toward her husband. Not undermining her husband when he goes off to work. See, not talking behind people's back. Not gossiping. See, talking about noble things. Positive things. Not negative gossip about other people. See? I mean, the list, I could go on and on. But now you see what happens to little children. So there's conflict. Every child wants to respect his parents, but when they're not respectable, then what? See? Conflict. See? And pain. Okay? And eventually what happens? Well, the child gets to be in his teen year, then what does he do? Well, the child gravitates toward the peers, other kids from other rotten homes, and they all congregate together. Okay? And they smoke marijuana together, and whatever they do together, okay, to comfort each other, and they're all angry. And they've got something against their parents. A lot of them, their father's not even there. It's one thing to have a dad at home who's kind of a non-factor. He just sits in the living room, and mom runs everything, and he's kind of weak, kind of a people pleaser, Okay? That's one thing. But it's another thing when father's not even there. There was a divorce or something. So kids resent their father, but you know the problem with that is that it separates them from their own inner ground of good. Please listen to this important message.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know wordlessly within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, try the new listener call-in line. Call and leave your message or your question or your comment. Or if you were moved by something you heard on this radio program, then call and leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of the messages may find themselves on the air. Okay? The number to call is 510-455-8851. I'll give it again. 510-455-8851. Yeah, so there's another possible source of conflict. The little child is pressured to believe something that he's not sure about. See? Pressured to believe something he's not sure about. Well, see, that's not good. That's not good. Remember, Christ set a good example, didn't he? What he was, he represented the Father. He did what the Father asked him to do and said what the Father wanted him to say. And he loved the Father. The Father loved him. And he was a man of character, of virtue, of honor, of patience, see, and of love. What kind of love did he have? Well, he loved people by telling them the truth. Some people received it gladly, and some people ran away. They didn't like the truth, see? See, most of us, we don't have a problem with words of truth. When people speak the words of truth, I mean, they speak factual statements. But it's all kind of on the surface, and it's shallow, and see, it doesn't penetrate. So we don't have any problem with that. But if there's someone like Christ there, and he speaks the truth and his words penetrate, so you're thrown back on yourself and have to look at yourself, well, then a lot of people don't like that, see? But some people do. Some people do, because for the first time in their life, they see real love. See? Most people have never seen real love. They see what passes for love. See? They see that. Like parents, when they abandon their kids to daycare and preschool, and they abandon them to the school system and to the peer group and to the culture, and parents are not there. See, there's something is wrong. How did that come to pass? Well, you have a situation where the parents are guilty, plus they're impatient. They're impatient, but they don't have any patience with the children. They'd rather be, the parent wants to go back to her texting or to her phone conversation or to her Starbucks cappuccino. So she has no patience. But then she feels guilty for her impatience. And so she makes up for it by going overboard and being not too nice, but nice in a phony, in a supportive way, in a condescending way, in a plastic, shallow way, in a enabling way, see? And so the children, see, they suffer for that. They suffer for that. Plus there's confusion. Underneath she's angry and impatient, but on the surface she pretends to be wonderful. So there's conflict. That can drive a child insane. A child can literally be driven insane because he sees with his perceptive eyes. Children are close to the light. Little children are close to God. Okay. Have a beautiful Charles Dickens quote about that. I'll find it. Little children are close to God, and they see in God's light. When the parent is resentful and judgmental underneath and phony and vain, but on the surface pretends to be wonderful, it causes a terrible conflict in the soul of the little child. Okay, so that's why it's very important to make the outer cup like the inner cup. Remember Christ said, so that you are whole and complete and good through and through, instead of being a creature of pretense. Looking for some in-depth information about some of these topics? Then visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. I have over 500 video lectures covering all of these topics, not to mention 18 books which you can preview free at Amazon. That's SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, life could be sweet, and life could be good, if you could just learn to let go of your judgments and resentments and to be honest and to be patient, okay? And if you're patient with others, then you'll be able to be patient with yourself. And if you're patient with others, then your Heavenly Father will be patient with you. You see? See how beautiful that is? So if you want to find love, see, you don't know what love is. You have no idea. All you know is pretending to be being nice because you're out of guilt. All you know is enabling, see, making people worse and spoiling them rotten and destroying their character through relentless enabling and service. You either know that or, on the other hand, being mean and punishing them for not respecting you. Well, I want to read you the quote. Remember, I promised you a quote from Charles Dickens, the great writer, Charles Dickens. Remember David Copperfield and A Christmas Carol, and remember all those beautiful stories that he wrote. Here's a quote from Charles Dickens. I love these little people, and it is not a slight thing when they, who are so fresh from God, love us. Would you like life to become easier? Would you like to be the person that you were meant to be? Would you like to stop being resentful and judgmental and angry? See? Now I know that other people have failed you. I began this program by saying when we're little children, our father fails us. See, father fails us. Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child when father fails. When he fails to stand for what's right. And with kindness, see, and with patience and with forbearance to set a good example for and to be there for us. That's the thing, to be there. Okay. Well, when he fails, which all fathers have failed. Okay. All fathers have failed. But here's what you must do. I'm speaking now to the adult children of failing fathers and angry mothers, okay? Here's what you must do. It's very simple. Remember, I asked you if you would like to begin to live life anew, and this time get it right and let go of the baggage of the past and let go of hate and let go of resentment and start to find joy and perhaps find what real love is. In fact, surely, if you let go of resentment, you will discover what love is. If you let go of resentment and you are willing, okay, to hear the truth, and if the truth should happen to show that there's something about you that's not so good, if you're willing to admit that you're when you're wrong, okay? If you're not wrong, then you don't have to admit it. But if you are wrong and you see that you're wrong, you're willing to admit it, okay? And you're willing to let go of your grudge against people, then you know what? You will experience God's love. You will experience it. Now, what was I saying earlier? Oh yes, I was saying, so I said to get started is very easy, but here's the thing. If your father failed you, as he undoubtedly did in some way, then here's what you do. Don't resent him. It's so simple that a lot of people overlook it. They miss it. Let me say it again. Let go of your resentment toward him. That's all. If he was a good father, then appreciate the good in him, okay? If he was not so good a father, then don't resent him. It's that simple. Don't resent him. Let go of your grudge. Let it go. Let it go, okay? Forgive him and then begin to forgive other people who remind you of him, and forgive everyone, see? And then life, the door will open, the windows to heaven will open, and life will be sweet. How did your parents become how they were, angry and unhappy and so on and so forth? How did it happen to them? You know how it happened to them? It's because they resented their parents. Just forgive your parents, okay? Let go of the resentment, and then you can be a good parent yourself, and you won't have to pass on the negativity to your kids.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, I appreciate Brian's question. Thank you, Brian. I should talk a little bit more about meditation. What do you think, since I always talk about it? And people wonder, say, well, why are you talk about meditation? Well, let me tell you. First of all, if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, or if something you heard moved you, then the number to call, and you'll get my voicemail. Just tell me, just like Brian did, tell me your first name and the city you're calling from. Leave your message. I listen to all the messages, and then some of the messages I play on the air, okay, and answer the question on the air, or play your comment on the air. The number to call, 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Okay, so now do you see, can you see that most people are, a lot of people are really messed up? You know, there's a popular little expression now to say something is broken, right? People say that, you know, the economy is broken, or Washington is broken, or something's broken. You've heard that, haven't you? Well, a lot of people are broken, see? And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not your fault what family you were born into, and it's not your fault if your father wasn't there for you. It's not your fault if your mom resented her husband, see? And if other kids were teasing and cruel, and coaches and teachers were always pressuring, and at school there was pressure. Ambition pressure, study pressure, achievement pressure, performance pressure, sex pressure, drug pressure, peer group pressure. See, pressure, pressure. The job of the good father, the noble good father, his job is to protect the child from excessive pressures. Okay? And it's his job to be stronger than the world. He's like a shining light. He found a bond with his creator within, and he's like a light, a shining light of goodness and nobility and honor and courage and virtue. See, and your mother respects him, and you respect him. See, and probably love him also for the good that's in him. It's not even his good. It's good from God that comes through him. See, so he's a great example, like George Washington. Remember that beautiful painting of George Washington? When it was the darkest, one of the darkest nights of the war for independence. And there's a picture, a painting, a beautiful painting of George Washington kneeling. He has his full beautiful uniform on. And he's kneeling in the snow. He's out in the forest all by himself. He's kneeling in the snow and praying. Okay? So there you have this noble man who stood tall. He stood tall before men. But before his creator, he was on his knees. Okay? So with a father like that, well, you might still rebel anyway. Okay? Being a little ego, but something would draw you back like a rubber band, because that the goodness in him would be so clear, okay, that it would be. But you know what? It would help you to withstand the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Okay, so a coach is pressuring and does something bad, and so this other teacher is not so good, and so the other kids are teasing, and okay, so some boys are betrayers, and other people are talking behind other people's backs, and see, and there's lying and cheating and stealing and rottenness all over the place. Okay, so there is. So you see there is, but it doesn't bother you. You know why? Because Father is there. And Father is good and noble and courageous and strong. Okay? And so you cling to the good that you see in him. You love that good. And then one day, when you grow up, you can then transfer that your love for the good in the Father, you can transfer that love to the Heavenly Father, see? And after that, you've got it made in the shade. But most of us have never seen anyone on the outside that represented good in such a way, and so we doubted good, and we became angry, and you know the rest of the story. We became broken. But you know what? They say you can't unscramble an egg. Okay, but you know what? God can unscramble an egg. He can fix everything. Christ said, with God, nothing is impossible. So please, get the meditation, give it a try. It helps you to become still and get closer to the inner light. And life will be sweet. And life will be good. A special welcome to the folks who are listening to WITK, 1550 AM in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, every Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Yes, don't forget, the meditation is free. My 6-minute meditation is very, very nice, and it's completely free. It could do you a world of good. Okay? So, want to call the listener call-in line, leave a message, or say, thanks, Roland, I really enjoyed today's program. Well, then just call 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Call anytime and leave a message. Please, listen to the whole program, those of you who are only getting the 15-minute version. It was excellent. It was an excellent program. Just go to the radio archives. Listen to the whole program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.